I'm Fiona Reynolds, I'm Director General of the National Trust. This project is a great big debate about how we value the outdoors, whether we value the outdoors, whether people feel it's not relevant to them, what people feel emotionally about going out into the countryside or not going out into the countryside, and just whether people feel fundamentally that as a society we get enough access to nature, and perhaps then what should we do about it?
There's a feeling, isn't there, that people are a bit disconnected from the countryside?
Well, there's no doubt that each generation we constrain ourselves as a society more and more. I think there's an astonishing statistic that actually over the last couple of generations, children are 90% less free to roam. You know, the range over which they roam has shrunk by 90%. We kind of know that's true, that we look after our children, we're nervous about letting them go too far away. And so we're just, you know, in a sense, breeding a society that's less confident about exploring, less confident about going to places that we haven't been to before. And we want to find out whether that's something that people think matters and whether there are issues that we can do something about here.
Less confident, scared maybe?
Well, there's certainly some evidence to say that people who are brought up in very big cities are quite scared of the countryside, actually do see it as a place full of unfamiliar and sometimes frightening and unexpected things. It might be the dark skies, or it might be fields with fences and hedges that don't feel as if you're welcome to walk there, even if there's a right of way. Might just be the unfamiliarity of a big open landscape by contrast with a busy street. So yes, there are some indications of concern, but most of all we want to know what people think about it.
Why do you think we've got to this position?
Society's been changing every generation. We live more protected lives, we live more coddled lives in many ways. You know, we drive places where our mothers or grandmothers would have walked. We expect to do more, we expect to get around further, but we do so in quite a carefully managed way. I think what we're looking for is that wonderful sense of physical and spiritual refreshment, places where we feel completely free, where we feel in touch with nature, an experience that isn't managed, but one that gives us the freedom to let our hearts open and feel relaxed and perhaps recharge our batteries. And we were just wondering whether people feel we get enough of that these days, and we live such busy lives that we're just constantly running to keep up with ourselves rather than giving ourselves those moments of rest and reflection.
And you'll be speaking to people over the next 6 months?
Yes, we're launching our website, which is an open portal for people to come on and put their comments and answer questions. And then we're going to be going around the country asking people what they think. So everything from sort of vox pops or interviews with people to discussions with other organisations to just hearing what people feel. And then we'll look at all the results and decide what we're going to do with it.